Okay, first of all, my name is Benis. I worked in NHS for about 15 years as a psychologist, family therapist, and doctor. And about 8-9 years ago, I started the Essence Foundation. And since then until today, it's spread to 16 countries all over the world. It's presented in many languages, and many people are excited about this work. I am too. The material in the seminar is a combination of absolutely everything that you can think about. So if you are a psychologist, you think it's psychology. If you are religious, you think it's religion. If you're a healer, you might think it's healing. It's a combination put together. The course has been designed over the years, and every time I do one of these courses, it kind of develops and designed more and more and more. So it's been going on for a long time. Even before I started the Essence Foundation, I have also been working in this area for a long time. Something about a group coming together, it's very powerful. And one of the reasons this course has started is because, I'm not going to tell you a very long story, because I think we've become very powerful individuals. And everybody's fighting to make their life work on their own. And I think it's time to come back together and support each other more and be together. You might find all the material in this course. You probably heard it before. It's nothing new anymore. Especially after Facebook nowadays, everybody's teaching everybody else how to live, giving the most wonderful advice. And we are saturated with the most incredible wisdom in the world, but for some reason it's not happening. Because we're learning more and more and more and more, but the world needs more experiences, not information, actually. So this course is very experiential, very experiential. And the real power of this course is you. We know so much, but our lives, our experiences, our connection is the real work. So if you have come here thinking, I will help you, it is the wrong course to do. If you come here thinking you're going to learn from the people here and from the situation and from the exercises and you draw your own conclusions and you take something with you to support you in your life, this is the right course for you. Okay? The beginning of the seminar, this first half an hour, is the whole entire seminar. If you really get the essence of what I'm saying, you may not need to be here next 2.5 days or 3 days. It will be fantastic. But obviously, some of us need to hear things many, many times. And I have discovered after maybe 5-6 years of presenting these courses that I probably need it more than anybody else. And every time I present a course and keep saying things, they're actually going in slowly, slowly, slowly. This work never finishes. You know that. It's an ongoing work to the end. This seminar may transform some areas in your life, but it will not change you at all. And bear that in mind, But it may have a huge impact on you and the people around you in your life too. Okay? So this introduction is very important. It will set the tone of what the seminar is all about. Okay? I always start these seminars by asking people a few questions. And if you agree with my questions, you can raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, okay? So I have asked groups these questions for maybe 10 years now. So if you heard them before, I'm really sorry, you're going to hear them again. Can you imagine how many times I heard them? Many times, okay? So here is the first question I want to ask you. How many of you had a conflict with somebody in a conversation or relationship or at work, and during a conflict, you had the sense that you need to say something to them, but you didn't say it. But afterwards, you were 100% correct. Anybody had that? Very good. We have a very good group here. How many of you have in a conversation with someone, and during the conversation, you just about say something to them, but they say it to you before? Anybody had that? Very good. How many of you haven't seen a friend or somebody for many years and suddenly you think about them and then they call you, or you meet them in the street, or write you a letter. Anyway, very good. Next one is my favorite one, because I used to get lost a lot, okay? How many of you drive in a car, don't know the address, or walk in the street, and you don't want to ask people because you really want to find it yourself? Okay, after you go around in circles a few times, you have this strange feeling you should turn left here, but you don't, of course. And then you ask people, and people tell you this is the way to go. Anybody had that experience? Very good. Wonderful. Now, the question to you is, which is very related to what we do in the next few days. Are we in agreement? There seems to be something inside of us that seems to know everything. Yes? What is that? Intuition? What else? You can talk, by the way. You can talk. What is that? Sixth sense. Okay, what else? Instinct? Subconscious? Okay, good. What? Yes? Gut feeling. This is very good. The next question I would like to ask you is, do you trust that voice inside of you? Don't answer very quickly. Do you trust it?
Not always.
Not always. Sometimes. This is what we're here for. It's very simple. Really very simple. Now, this voice, whatever it is inside of us, has kept us alive until today. Do you know that? Without it, you probably wouldn't have survived. It saved you from a lot of trouble. But unfortunately, when I ask these questions to many people, not many people trust that voice. Why is that? Why do you think?
Critical.
Critical. Some people tell me, I don't know if this is the real voice or not. Some people tell me that question. Yes? Some people tell me, confused, I got into trouble because I listened to it. Some people say that too. Yes, I heard everything. Okay? Now,
we've been taught to be rational.
Yes, yes. Some people even say God, the heart, high self, subconscious, hundreds of different things. Now, I would like to use the word heart. I would like to use that for now. Now, what really stopping us from listening to that voice inside of us? Yes? Fear, what you said? Okay. Anything else? Your head. What else? Yes?
Social programming.
Yes? Failure, yes? Ego, yes? Any other explanations? Lack of confidence?
Doubt.
Very good. You've just told me the material of the seminar. This is the material. What we're doing here, very simple. We are looking at the distractions that stop us from listening to who we are. That's what we're doing here. That means, unfortunately, there are no teachings here. There's none of that. I think the time for teaching is over. We know too much now. Okay? We know too much. That means if we remove these distractions or look at them, what is left is the real you. And the real you has no problems at all. The problems are not in the heart, they are in the mind. Okay? Our brain is designed to react. Our heart does not react. It is present all the time. And we will come to this in a moment, okay? I just want you to approach this course from a very different point of view. This is not a seminar, not even a course. You're going to learn a lot from people here when they are speaking and sharing and finding their own solutions in their lives. So pay attention to every single person in the room. In this course, I will follow you. You're not going to be following me. It's different, okay? And the only difference between you and me at the moment is I know what's coming next and you don't. That's all. Okay? And because I've done it many times, I know how to go to the next stage. Okay? So please do your best. Be as greedy as you possibly can. Use every moment in the seminar, whatever you want to call this, what we're doing together, every moment for you. Okay? Often the case when I do these courses, in the first day, first few hours, people a little bit careful, waiting, deciding something, and then the times go very fast. In the end, they get very upset with me because they didn't have time to speak. So use every opportunity and take some risks. Okay? Now, everything in this course is common sense, real common sense. But for some reason, we are programmed in order to be enlightened and very strong and learn everything, we have to work very, very hard. Anyone had this belief here? If I want to be enlightened, I have to go to India and meditate for 20 years. Doesn't have to be the case at all. Okay, we are already enlightened now. So some of the things I'm going to show you and talk about together are pure common sense, pure. But for some reason, we're not doing it. And we will discover why together. It's a journey of exploration together. Now I want to ask you a very simple question. There's a statement I heard many years ago, maybe 20 years ago. The statement says this: do more of what works, do less of what doesn't work, and do something different. Common sense? Yes? You agree? Okay. Do you do it? You understand my question? I mean, what I said, this statement is pure common sense. Yes? Okay. Now, if you're not convinced by this, whether you do it or not, let me put it in context for you. How many of you are struggling with a problem for a very long time? Keep doing the same thing, expecting something different. Would you like to admit it or not? Oh, very good. Very good. How come? How come we keep doing the same thing, expecting something different? Habit. I mean, I've been trying to lose weight for the last 40 years. And people give me the most amazing advice. You know, somebody come and tell me, I know, I'll tell you what to do. But there's many good people out there, of course, as you know. Be careful of good people, by the way, okay? And these good people come and tell me, have breakfast and don't eat late at night. And somebody, don't eat carbohydrates. Somebody else, actually, your problem, people give me, you know, great advice. And this is my response. Yeah, of course. I'm listening very carefully. And what do? I stop eating for 3 days. Day four, I eat for 10 days. Yeah. Is that familiar? Maybe some of your friends, not you, of course. Yeah. And then I stop eating for 3 more days. Why do I do that? Why do we keep doing the same thing, expecting different results? The answer to this question is everything. Do you know that? The answer to this question will make you free the rest of your life, if you really get the answer. Getting the answer is part of the freedom, of course. It's one step there. Did you know that if you keep doing the same thing, expecting different results, is the definition of insanity? Did you know that? It's what insanity is. Everybody's doing that. How many of you ever lost your keys once or twice? Yeah, very good. This is my real department, losing keys. You often lose your keys when you're late. Have you noticed? You're rushing to go out, suddenly you don't find your keys. A few months ago, I lost my keys, and I keep my keys in 2 places. In my trousers pocket and on the kitchen table in my house. My bedroom on the 2nd floor. And then the other day, I'm very late, rushing to go out. I'm rushing, I can't find the keys. Where is the first thing, place to go? Kitchen, yes? I go in the kitchen, they're not there. Where else do you think they should be? So absolutely. I run upstairs to my bedroom, I put my hand in my trousers pocket, they're not there. Where do you think I should go next? Kitchen. I run back to the kitchen, they're not there. Where do you think I should go next? Upstairs in my bedroom, is that familiar? They're not there. And then I start taking my pocket out of my trousers, thinking the keys should be there. And then they're not there. I start panicking. Where do I go next? The kitchen. And I start moving pieces of paper in the kitchen, thinking the keys should be under there. I must tell you about any psychologists in the room here? Yeah, okay. If you study psychology, in order to understand human behaviors, they use rats in experiment. They put them in mazes, and they measure how long the rat find object, like a cheese, for example. And then what they do is, they change the location of the cheese, and they measure how long it takes for the rat to change their mind. Yes? So they discovered the very clever rats, they go once, twice, they know it's not there, they change their behavior. The slow one, go 4 or 5 times, and then they change the behavior. The very slow ones, they go maybe 8 or 9 times, and suddenly change the behavior. But when it comes to human beings, the cheese has to be there. Is that familiar? Yeah? So here's the question to you. Why we keep doing the same thing, expecting different results? Why? You know, everyone here knows the answer, by the way. You know that. It's one of these things when you hear it, say, of course I know. What is it? Anybody can answer? Yes.
Maybe it makes us feel safe, comfortable.
Comfortable? What else?
I think it's because of
calm. Don't want to be wrong. What else? Any other?
Stubborn.
Just the way it's done. They're very nice answers. What else?
Afraid of change.
Afraid of change. Thank you. Anything else?
Past experiences.
You're getting closer. What else? Okay. It's one word. What is the word? The whole entire person development and therapy depends on one word only. The word is beliefs. Yes? You know that before. Do you understand the impact of this word? Do you really understand? If you do any work on yourself, family, culture, home, yourself, your children, your life, the word belief is there. Now let's look at it. What is belief mean? What does it mean in the word belief? What does it mean? Let's take it deeper than that. What is a belief? What does it mean, that word? Belief is a memory. A memory. What is a memory? Experience? Something happened to you in the past, yes? Now here's when it gets very important. And the next sentence I would really like you to remember. What is an experience? What does that mean?
Your perception of something.
Very close. Your perception of what you have seen. Yes? Can we say that? Yeah. Is that real?
It's your perception.
It's not real, right? That means, is the belief real? It's not real. But people kill themselves for their beliefs. And the experience.
Not having it.
Experience. Is it real? So every one of us here has a belief based on an experience. Okay? And your belief makes you do the same thing over and over again. Now, your experience of your world, yes? Is it the real world? It is not. So every one of us live in a different world. And this is the source of all the problems we have in the world. And the sentence I'd like you to remember is, belief is stronger than reality. Now let's go back to the beliefs even more. That might address your question here. The first 6 years of life, yes? Many researchers say we are in a like a hypnotic state. We're born into a family. In fact, our beliefs start before we're born even, which I'll talk about this more in details later. Even inside our mother, we have beliefs from our parents. Now, how many of you ever bought a new computer and you gave it to somebody to put a lot of software in it? All your programming. We're a bit like this. I know it's a very crude metaphor. We're born into a family, into a culture, into a situation, and we are pure, and then we witness and experience a lot of things from people around us. You know all this information. Just want to cover it a little more here. And then from these people, we keep downloading information. The human beings are programmed. The first few years in life, we do not have the ability to dispute the information that's coming to us. You understand this? This is designed for our own survival, so we can survive. So I have now built in a lot of beliefs and information about myself, about my world. Okay? Unfortunately, our parents teach us how to live the same way they were taught how to live themselves. They did not mean to hurt us, but they also only gave us the training they have received from their own parents because they didn't know any different. But unfortunately, the training we have may not be serving us today. Okay? So now, many people prefer, you know, you've heard the sentence I'm going to tell you now, to be right than happy. You know that. So we fight for what we believe to the end. Now, if you want get best value of this course, please keep remembering this word. Beliefs are stronger than reality. Please don't believe anything I'm going to tell you. It's very important, really. The other thing is, don't believe anything you're going to tell yourself either. Okay? Would you remember that? I tell you why. Most researchers agree now that we have two parts of consciousness, a conscious part and subconscious part. Yes, it's now been accepted. And also, they discovered recently our subconscious part is almost 99% of our consciousness. And our consciousness is only 1%. That means the moment you're going to lose focus sitting in this room to what I'm saying, guess who you're going to be listening to? Yourself. Okay? And the attention span of human beings is not more than 8 minutes. So after 8 minutes, you're going to be listening to somebody else, not me. What I have noticed when people do these courses and they go out in the breaks and talk to each other, say, Manish said this and this and this. I never said any of that. Really. I've had it many times. Some people even say the opposite of what I said. So that's why I say, don't believe me, don't believe you. Okay? Yeah. Stay in the middle. If you believe me, I'm going to control you. If you don't believe me, I'm going to control you too. Because you'll be sitting there trying to find something wrong with what I'm saying to you. So you're going to be very busy, controlled by me in the opposite way. Okay? So stay in the middle. Okay? So let's go back here. This is you and this is your dream. Okay? Now, everybody raised their hand and said, you have a dream but you didn't get there. Yes? Can I assume that you've tried to get there? Yes? Now, here is the question. Please answer, everybody. This dream could be anything, happiness, relationship, money, whatever. Now, what stopped you from achieving your dream? Self-sabotage. What else? Other people. What else? Fear. Fear of failure. Very good. What else? Pardon? Programming. You don't have to get there. What else? Distractions. Spending time thinking about it. Yeah, very good. What else? Not recognizing the opportunity. That's a really nice one. I like this one. Disappointment. Impossibility of getting there. Yes? Very good. What else? Lack of time. Yes, absolutely. Pardon? Doubt. Doubt. Very good. Okay. So you try to go, and something stopped you, and I asked you the question, and you gave me very good answers. Yes? It's good so far? Okay. Let's take it a little step further. How many of you know what comfort zone is? Very good. 98% of you. Two people didn't know what comfort zone is. This is very good news for me and bad news at the same time. Why did I say that? Actually, the first time I presented this idea of the comfort zone was in this room maybe 20 years ago. Actually, a long time ago. And it was a very new concept. I read about it. And when I said the word comfort zone, everybody in the room was so excited. Wow, we discovered new technology. Now we know how to solve our problems. And everybody waiting for me to explain it. But now, when I present the comfort zone, how many of you know comfort zone? Everybody raised their hand like this. You know what? Nothing happened in the last 20 years. We're the same. We know it, but it's the same. I know what happened to me in the 20 years. Guess what happened to me? I can draw the circle better than before. For 20 years, I've been drawing circles in front of people. It's getting better all the time. Nothing changed. We know too much. Nothing changed. But let's talk about it more, because a couple of people who don't know it, and I want to throw more light on it. Now, some of you may not like to hear the information. I'm going to say it now. What is inside here? And what's outside? Okay. I'm going to put some words, new words here, okay? Here is who you think you are. And who you think you are is not who you are. You know that. Yes? And who you think you are is stopping you from getting what you want. Because who you think you are is covering who you are. Okay? Now, inside here, pain, depression, anger, fear. Can you imagine people like that? How many of you have a friend who's been depressed for hundreds of years? And they actually enjoy it. Do you know that? Really? I know it sounds awful to say it that way, but I work with people like that. They prefer to stay in depression than resolved. Why? Because it's familiar. And if you take it away from them, what's going to happen to them? They're going to lose their friends. Because they have friends who are depressed and they're having a great time together. Yes. And if you take it away from them, what's going to happen? Now, here inside, let's look from different ways. Imagine this circle here is the lens through which you see your world. This is your perception of your world. Your dream is outside. You hit the edge of your comfort zone. What happens? What happens when you hit the edge of your comfort zone? Human beings are very clever. If they don't want to do something, they found a very good intellectual reason why they should not do it. And when I asked you what stopped you, you came up with the reasons that you say to yourself why you should not be there. Do you understand that? It's exactly what happens. Be careful what you say to yourself. What you say to yourself is an affirmation that stops you from getting what you want. Is what you told me true? Do you really give up your dream because of other people? Do you really give up your dream because somebody's not going to like you? Do you give up your dream because you're tired? No time? When you're madly in love with someone, you find all the time in the world. You know that. When you want something badly enough, you'll find all the time in the world. But we give us reasons not to get there because we are afraid. We have a belief. Now, let's take it further a little more. By the way, how many of you know a friend or you were offered a job that you refused to take it because you think or they think they're not qualified for the job? Anybody? Yes? Anybody? Refuse the job because then? Only one? Should be more than that. Okay. Now, how many of you know people doing jobs they're not qualified for? Many. Yes? Okay. Did you know that 95% of people, when they move homes, they move within 3 miles where they lived before? Did you know that? Did you know when people lose their jobs, they go and look for the same job like the one they lost before? Majority of people? Why is that? It's comfortable. Here's the most important thing. Many of us don't know we are in our comfort zone. We don't know. When we get to the edge, we start doing other things because we don't know we are there. One of the best sentences I've heard in my life is this: if you don't realize that you are in a prison, you can never escape. Understand? You can. How can you? We don't know. We are in the prison of our perception of the world. And everybody here wants something for themselves. But when they get to the limit of their experience so far in their life, they start talking to themselves and they stay there. Because they don't know. Okay, so simple and very easy. And easy to say, very hard to do. Very easy to say. In this course, there will be many opportunities. When you get to here, and I can tell you, by the way, you are on the edge of your comfort zone, and then you're going to start argue with me and fight with me and hate me. I don't mind because you're going to like me in the end. So it doesn't matter. And then we can do something different because there is a statement, another one I would like you to remember. Awareness plus compassion give you a choice. We have to be aware of what we're doing at least. But often when people become aware of their limitation, something else happens. What is that? Somebody inside your head sitting with a stick, waiting for you to make a mistake. Is that familiar? You've done it again. You're always going to be doing that. You're hopeless. And imagine you have a child, young child like this. Every time the child make a mistake and you keep beating him up, would the child ever learn anything? Who criticizes you the most? You know why? You know why you criticize yourself? It is familiar. It's your comfort zone. Some of us, people criticize us a lot when we were young. These people have gone away and we continue because we got used to it. And I prove it to you right away. How many times somebody give you positive feedback and tell you something nice and you don't want to hear it? Yes? You're at work, somebody said you did a good job. No, it's not me, it's the team. You know, it's all of why? We want people to love us, but when people love us, we run away. We are used to criticism. even though we don't like it. Yeah. Next time somebody tell you, you did a great job, said, yes, of course I did. Yes. So you start training yourself that you can receive that. Now, imagine this scenario with me. You wake up one morning and you're feeling great. You go to work and some people not happy with you. The day will be okay. Reverse that. You're feeling bad about yourself. No matter how many people are nice to you, it's going to be a hell of a day. Who's causing it to us, ourselves? You've heard this before. All the things I'm saying now, we're going to put them into practice in the next few days. And it'll be so many experiences to show us the things we're talking about now. Now, let's take it a little further. Now you are here, and you talk to yourself, then what? Imagine you took a step up here. What will you feel? Uncomfortable. Panic?
Afraid?
Panic? Yes? Scared? Very good. What happens after that? You want to go back? Human beings like elastic bands. You want to go back in again. And what happens after that? What happens if you stay here long enough? Yeah, very nice. Who said that? Yeah, it is another one, yes. And another one, another one, another one, until your goal will be too small for you. What is the secret? Stay there long enough. Nobody wants to, because everybody wants to be comfortable. Yes? I do remember the first time ever I was asked to come in front of a group, the first time ever. This is what happened to me. 5 minutes with 100 people sitting in the room before I came on the stage. Suddenly, my whole body is so tired. I was dragging my body. I can't walk. My heart, you know, everything. And I thought I was going to faint. I'm sick. Then I asked somebody else to do it for me. Once the person finished, I am fine again. I'm not tired anymore. You see? If I had come and stayed, it would go away, of course. But we avoid being uncomfortable in this world. You know that. You know this before. You know that. Now, what's the difference between you and Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Obama, all these people? What's the difference? There's one simple difference. They are willing to be uncomfortable. If you go for your dream, somebody will try to crucify you. You know that. Somebody is not going to like you. And it's going to be uncomfortable for you. Can you stand it? Guilt and fear are one of the two main reasons against your success. Especially if you live in a group or a family or a culture against you. Can you stand it? It's the same. It's all about this here. Okay? Now, there will be many situations here. We're going to work with this. You're going to come to the edge of your comfort zone. We're going to talk to you. Okay? Remember, one of the secrets of moving and expanding and transformation is not only awareness, is to have compassion for yourself. This is key, really key. To me, it's the most important one. Because really, we give ourselves such a hard time, it's unbelievable. There's another level to this. If you succeed in anything, yes, your success is not finished until you celebrate it and acknowledge that you succeeded. Some people go on the next, they cannot stop. We're going to deal with that later also. It's a part of the seminar too. Yes? But there are people addicted to success. You know that. And their comfort zone is outside their comfort zone. They keep going, nonstop. And I want to make a comment about the course here. If you find a reason for your problems, okay, you may not succeed. Because if you find the reason, you label yourself that you have a problem. It is better to find out what you're doing only. Okay? Often when we find the reason, we blame somebody else. And when we blame somebody else, we lose control. So a lot of conversation will happen around this area. And when it comes, you will see what I'm talking about much more. Okay?